Jungle Jim. The Adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are based upon the action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the full-color comic supplement which is delivered to you every week with your Hearst Sunday newspapers. Having successfully outdistanced all his pursuers, Harvey Brant is safely hidden in his Borneo jungle camp dividing the pirate's loot. Smithers and Lefty, henchmen of Brant, still gloat over the supposed death of Jungle Jim when the SS Manchu sank beneath the waves as a result of the perfect aim of one of Smithers' torpedoes. And their exultation may result in their undoing because Shanghai Lil, formerly a confederate of Jungle Jim, but later deserting him for Brant, has suddenly had another change of heart and secretly plots to avenge the supposed death of Jungle Jim. Lil is talking to Lefty near the jungle cabin as our scene opens.
What's all the activity, Lefty?
We're leaving here. Oh. Everybody's cleaning out. That's what Brant told you. He wants to be gone by tomorrow.
What's the rush?
Hey, Lil, that note you and Brant found on your desk.
Oh, Harvey told you.
Yeah, it's all over the camp. He said it was a note from Wong.
How does he know?
He said... Didn't you say it was?
I told him if Wong was on his trail, he'd never give up. Nothing can outlive an Oriental patient.
Yeah, but Wong couldn't get here. He couldn't leave the note. How could the note...
Wong used to live in Tibet. In the lamasuries there, they have secrets.
That sounds like a lot of bunk.
Maybe it is.
Yeah, but that note...
Yeah. I can't figure it out.
Anyway, I'm glad we're getting out of here.
Maybe I better go see Harvey and find out when we do go.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Thanks, Lefty.
Let us talk.
So... Harvey's talking about the note from Wong. Then he's scared. Maybe I better use a little of that highly touted Oriental patience myself. I'm going to have to play this game until a break comes. A break that puts Harvey Brant in the hands of the authorities. Or puts me in the clutches of Harvey Brant.
Only a few miles away across the Borneo jungle, a dramatic scene is taking place. Jungle Jim and Kolo are voluntary captives of a tribe of natives. All night long, the drums have been booming. Jim and Kolo have decided the tribe is fast working itself into a frenzy that bodes evil for someone.
Those drums. Boy, oh boy, they're driving me batty.
Natives do big dance.
Yes. We're either getting work up for a war or a feast.
One big native feast would include us?
Maybe on the menu. Jose Kolo, did you notice that native girl that was standing outside this hut this morning?
She smiled.
Yes, that's the one.
She liked Tuan Jim. Maybe she help us.
I was just wondering if she wouldn't. I think our only chance is to get some food and get away from here.
Yeah.
These natives aren't going to help us. Pretty apt to start something awfully unhealthy any minute.
Girl gone now.
When she was back, you talk with her.
What did I tell her?
The tribe seems to know about Brant and his jungle camp.
Yes. Chiefs say evil white men nearby come and go like birds of the air, fish of the sea.
That must be Brant, Kolo. Birds are aeroplanes. Fish are submarines. And he called them evil men.
Yes. That's why we want them.
And you told him to punish them.
Kolo asked Chief's help. He say wait.
Wait, huh? He may have a good reason to wait. Well, this may be a trick. He might even be in league with Brant. While we're sitting here waiting for the chief to come to talk with us, a native may be carrying the news to Brant that we're here.
Kolo no think native like Brant.
That remains to be seen. The thing for us to do is to get some action or get away.
Kolo tell girl.
Now be careful now, Kolo. Maybe she wasn't smiling. Maybe she was laughing at us. But if she did take a fancy, tell her the situation and ask her help.
Kolo promise her beads, ribbon maybe.
Oh, promise her anything. It'd be worth it to get out of this place alive.
Oh, Kolo go find girl, ask help. Make lots promise.
Sure, anything, Kolo.
in the camp of Harvey Brant, a few hours later...
Smithers, I caught Lil crying last night. She claimed Jungle Jim's death had nothing to do with it. But I wonder...
Listen, Harvey, she used to be in love with him. I wouldn't trust her. However, it's none of me blinking business, I know.
But she was scared.
Of what?
Wong.
He's in Singapore. She ain't still having the jitters because he chased him. That don't sound like Shanghai Little to me.
It's a funny thing, Smithers. There was a note on her table, just one Chinese character. And it was written on a shipping bill from one of Lee Wong's freight.
What did it say?
He tried to translate it for just one character, and you know the Chinese language.
Well, what did she say it said?
That something inevitable has started to happen.
Something what?
Inevitable.
Blimey now. That gives you a funny feeling, like a condemned man looking up at a guillotine, knowing that every second brings it closer to his neck. No wonder she was crying.
There may be nothing to it. But just the same, I feel safer when we get away from here.
Well, you better start her packing. We're all traveling light, but you know a woman.
I told her this afternoon. She came across left here, seeing him storing it away. She asked me if I'll drop in her room and see how things are coming.
I wonder, where did that Chinese note come from? How could it get here?
Not so loud.
Come in.
I hope I'm not disturbing.
Oh, not at all, Harvey. I'm through packing. Ready to leave when you say. I was just watching the old moon climb over the jungle.
Come on out where you can see it better.
Sure.
The jungle nights are cool.
The moisture, the swamp. The second the sun is gone, it's cold.
Sit down.
All right.
So you're all ready to go?
Haven't I always been?
Always.
I admit I hate to leave you.
I thought you wanted to get away. You were afraid.
Of Wong?
Yeah.
We can't run away from that. Not clear away.
I'll show you.
I'm not really afraid. I know you'll do everything. Oh, it's all right. I want to go, but something seems to hold me here.
The jungle?
Maybe.
There's death over there in those trees.
What's the matter? Do you want to live forever?
Sometimes you're a little morbid, Lil.
I'm sorry. I just can't help it. Yet it doesn't seem morbid to me. What if death is tramping over there in the jungle? What if Wong is closer than we know?
Oh, cut it.
Listen, Harvey. Living has been one swell adventure. I'm figuring death will be, too. It might top everything.
We've got a little adventure ahead of us, Lil.
You sound sentimental, Harvey. Look at that moon. You better watch out.
Tomorrow we leave all this.
Oh, miss it.
The men will go by submarine. You and I will take Smithers and Lefty.
Fly?
Uh-huh.
I wish we could fly right up there to that moon, Harvey. Look at it, hanging on a cloud.
We're going to the Philippines.
Why stop there?
For our adventure.
We haven't heard from Wong. He isn't there.
Oh, let's forget Wong for a few minutes.
But the Philippines, the adventure.
Well, with this perfect setting, the palms and the moon and the night, I should be able to say what I want to, and yet...
Harvey, I do believe you're embarrassed. Why, I didn't think that was possible. What under the sun?
We're going to get married, you hear me?
What?
That's it. That's the big adventure.
Harvey.
Wong or no Wong, we've made our pile. You helped, so it's yours, too. Of course, if you don't like the idea, we'll give you your share and leave you where you say.
Why?
But I want you, if you will, to go with me to the Philippines. For you and I'll be married.
And live happily ever after.
In the meantime, Kolo is back in the hut with Jungle Jim, and things are about to happen. The drums have ceased to beat, but the native camp is tense with excitement.
Kolo, when is the chief coming?
He's waiting outside.
You say she was the chief's daughter?
Yes, pretty girl was chief's daughter. Here, Tuan, take gun.
Sure. I wouldn't forget this.
Already we go. Natives will carry pack.
You mean he's really going to guide us to Brant's camp?
We ask him. Tuan, ready?
Okay, Kolo. Now, if anything happens, we keep close together.
Yes, Tuan.
Oh, come on.
Onum Goli! Togo Panama!
Towali! Wayononko!
What are those other natives for?
Chief say he go with you. Help punish the white men.
You'll help us?
If Tuan want him, he has many, many warriors.
You don't think it's a trick?
Chief not trying trick. Kolo sure.
Cole, this is what I call a break.
Yeah.
Tell him sure. Sure we want his help. We'll reward him, too.
Wali, so anong. Matukino sabawo. Watomi. Laonong. Are we ready, Tuan?
Tell him we're waiting.
Watomi, Kosal. Native will bring our things. We follow chief and guide. Kolo keep with Tuan.
Kolo, I don't know how you did it, but you really swung a deal here for us, all right. Boy, oh boy, this is what I call a real break. Oh, watch out for that swamp water.
Yeah. Kolo no do much. Chief daughter, she swing big deal. Look, she stand the edge of jungle. Jim make wave hand to her.
Sure. Wano see no move.
She wave big, Tuan Jim.
Well, you promised to send her some beads and ribbons.
She not want beads or ribbons.
Really? What'd you promise, a bracelet?
No, Tuan.
Well, what, a dress or something?
She ask only one thing.
What?
She want Tuan Jim.
She what?
She ask for you, want you, so Kolo promise.
You mean that the chief is bringing his warriors along to help us to get Brant with the idea that I'm going to go back and marry his daughter?
Tuan Jim say things very bad, very serious. Then Kolo ask girl help. Say Kolo promise anything.
And you did?
You want I tell chief Tuan change mind?
No, we can't, Kolo. That'd be suicide. Oh, Kolo, I could... We'll have to think of some other way.
Kolo afraid there's no other way.
Then we'll make one. But not where we've captured Brant's crew, you Cupid.
Between the devil and the deep blue sea, Kolo's naive promise puts Jungle Jim in an unenviable position. It won the vital friendship of the native tribe and even the native support in the capture of Brant. But when the day of reckoning comes, what will happen? When the little war party of Jim, Kolo, and the score of fearless warriors reach Harvey Brant's jungle camp, what will happen? The Adventures of Jungle Jim is but one of many great features of the Comic Weekly, a full-color comic supplement which comes to you every week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. The Comic Weekly is packed with entertainment for all the family, the world's largest selection of comics and adventure stories. These humorous favorites, Jiggs and Maggie, the mischief-making Catchhammer Kids, Barney Google, the Little King, Toots and Casper, and exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. These and other full-color action pictures are to be found in the Comic Weekly every Sunday in your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And be sure to tune in this station at the same time next week for more thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim.